Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Let everybody stay where they are.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
They tell me you're a man with true grit.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
You having any of it?
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we air here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Of course, you can always catch the Sunday show same time, 11 a.m. Pacific time. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves host. Of course, we come to you live as well on the radio, the internet, many, many platforms. And right now we're airing broadcasts, a live broadcast, on Facebook.com/Ring Talk. So just go there, hit the Ustream button, and you can watch the show live from the Sports Byline Studios here in San Francisco, California. Well, the boxing world is still up in arms, at least some of the fans. I guess some of the people that listen to HBO are up in arms because of the fact that Manny Pacquiao was denied his WBO welterweight championship last Saturday night in a fight with Tim Bradley. Tim Bradley won on two cards, 115-113, and Pacquiao won on the third card, 115-113, so it was a split decision. Bottom line is, people are calling it robbery, people are calling it heist, but they weren't saying that when Juan Manuel Marquez took Manny Pacquiao to school last November, okay? So it's different. When it's with Pacquiao, it's a big deal if he gets jobbed or he comes close to getting jobbed. Yeah, I think he won the fight by a couple of points, but other people thought it was even closer than that. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, this is the Boxing Hour. We do have open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, broadcasting live on Facebook.com/Ring Talk, and then hit the Ustream Live video button.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%.
Call Quicken Loans today at 888-450-0031. That's 888-450-0031. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Making your facility greener can seem hard. Not necessarily rocket science hard, but at least 5,000-piece puzzle of a clear blue sky hard. Fortunately, Grainger can help with thousands of products, from lights to faucets to greener cleaning supplies that help lower energy costs and impact on the environment, so you get all your green products right in place without falling to pieces. You know, like a puzzle. To help reduce your costs with greener products, call, stop by a branch, or visit Grainger.com/green. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Want an eco-friendly way to brighten up your yard this summer? Right now at Lowe's, you can buy two solar-powered landscape lights and get one absolutely free. With six styles to choose from, you'll be sure to find something perfect for your home. Plus, you can get new laminate flooring installed throughout your entire home for just $397 with the purchase of laminate flooring that's $2.98 per square foot or more. There's never been a better time to find everything you need at Lowe's to improve your home inside and out. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 627. Additional charges may apply. See store for details.
There's only one Mayweather.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it and I can take it.
There's only one Mayweather.
I've been here before. I know what it takes. I don't want no excuses, so I'm just going out there and be the same Floyd Mayweather. I've been here before, and I know what it takes.
He talks the talk, and he walks the walk.
When it's lights, camera, action, it's time to give the fans entertainment. The fans want to be entertained. I mean, when I'm home, I'm like anyone else.
Walking to the money land.
Check it, 12 and a half minutes past the hour. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to thank the mighty Tower of Power, Emilio Castillo and group. Saw them the night of the 13th at the San Mateo County Fair, and they blew the roof off the place. The best set I've seen Tower of Power do in a long time, and I know I keep saying that, but this was an excellent set. It truly was a wonderful experience. Of course, Tower of Power, June 20th at Pleasanton, the Alameda County Fair. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. On the line from his lair in Southern California, a writer that's produced a couple of stories this week, a couple of controversial stories. We'll talk about Mr. KP, Kevin Perry. What's up, Big Kev?
Not much. What's going on?
Not much. All right, let's talk about your first story now, the scoring of the Tim Bradley-Manny Pacquiao fight. I didn't score the fight, and I laid there in bed, and I watched the fight, and I was under the impression that maybe Manny had pulled it out by a point or two, but I didn't see it in an 11-1 route like other television evangelists or television judges saw it.
Television evangelists.
Well, they sort of are. The HBO crew, they're sort of like evangelists when it comes to their boxers. I mean, they hype them to no end. They cheerlead. I mean, Jim Lampley jumps up and down. I mean, I'm surprised Jim Lampley doesn't have Manny Pacquiao pom-poms in his hand when he's broadcasting. Or he isn't wearing a Manny Pacquiao, I love Manny Pacquiao t-shirt, because he sure does seem to be in love with Manny Pacquiao. And I think that, you know, after watching last week's fight, I'll get your input on this in a second, but after watching last week's fight, it looked to me that Pacquiao wasn't in the greatest shape in the world. It looked to me that he's getting old. He looked like his skin was starting to hang on his body. There were all kinds of physical, and the body language of Manny Pacquiao just wasn't good, as it wasn't good after the Marquez fight last November when he was praying in a corner, when his trainer told him he needed a knockout in the 12th round to win. He didn't get it. He still got the win on a split decision, a majority decision. One judge had it even. But last week, two judges went 115-113 as Dwayne Ford and C.J. Ross, I believe. And then, of course, the third judge, and he emailed me an hour afterwards when I had had him erroneously voting for Tim Bradley. I'm talking about Jerry Roth had it for Manny Pacquiao, 115-113. Now, after watching all 12 rounds and with no sound, because, you know, we got to turn down the sound because you don't want to hear the guys cheerleading, how'd you score the fight?
Well, first time I watched it with some friends. I wasn't scoring it round by round, but at the end, I was like, Pacquiao probably won 10 rounds or two, and obvious influences were, Harold Letterman's scorecard obviously influenced me, and my friends obviously influenced me also. Second time watching the bout, I actually sat down, and I watched a British feed, and I really paid close attention to what was going on in every individual round, and I was trying to be as fair as possible. Obviously, I saw the bout already, so there is some bias there. And I was obviously possibly looking at a little bit more what Bradley was doing to try to give him the benefit of the doubt, if possible. And I had the bout scored even. I think I had Manny Pacquiao winning, I think, rounds 3, 4, 5, and 6, clearly. Bradley won round 1. Round 2, I scored even. And I believe the rest of the rounds, round 7 and 8, I had for Bradley. I had round 9 even, 10 and 11 for Bradley. And round 12, I gave to Pacquiao. Even though all three judges did have it for Bradley, I thought that was the first round in about 3 or 4 rounds where Manny actually really fought hard that last round to win it. So it didn't seem like a guy who really thought that he was winning the bout very clearly. Kind of what I saw in the fight was Pacquiao did pretty good early, and I think he seemed kind of spent the last 4 or 5 rounds. He tried to steal a lot of them, and that's really what I saw was a guy who was didn't have the ability to fight 3 minutes of every round, and he would fight the last 30 seconds, and he'd maybe land one left hand. But the bottom line is what I really noticed in the fight for the most part is Bradley was slipping a lot of Pacquiao's punches. My girl watched a few of the rounds with me the second time that I watched it, and she even made a statement that Pacquiao kind of looked sloppy, and I have to agree with her 100% from that analysis, especially, you know, boxing is plain as can be. I mean, it's not that difficult of a fight to assess in the sense where Jim Lampley doesn't need to tell you when a left hand lands or not. You can see whether it lands or not, make your own judgment. And I think that's what part of the problem is. Whenever Pacquiao throws something, whether it lands or not, the crowd goes wild. And that's how I view the ringside media probably scoring for Pacquiao, because no matter what, when you're in a live bout, the crowd always influences the way that you're seeing how the fight goes. I don't care what anybody says. So people try to back up their claims. They're like, well, we didn't watch the bout on TV. But bottom line is Pacquiao's the bigger puncher. His punches are going to have more impact, and they're going to have more of an impact on the whole judge or the way you see the bout. So definitely I think that affected how ringside scorers saw the bout. I think people at home were obviously influenced by the HBO commentary, the punches they showed in between rounds, and also copy box, which I think is really not a good way to assess who won a bout, because if Manny Pacquiao lands, I'll use an example, just say in the 4th round he lands 35 punches and Bradley lands 6, he still gets a 10-9 round, okay? He doesn't get more points by winning a round very decisively, as if Bradley, to say Bradley won a close round, he still wins 10-9. So maybe that's a problem with boxing scoring, is that guys don't get enough credit for winning rounds big, but that's just the way it is. If you're not doing serious damage without putting a guy on his back, it's going to be a 10-9 round.
Okay. But the bottom line is after 12 rounds, you had it scored how?
I had a 115-115 after 12 rounds the second time I watched it.
Okay, so that's a draw. All right, a lot of people had it close. Some of my friends thought that Bradley might have eked out a slim decision. Some people thought that Pacquiao won. The majority of people I talked to thought that Pacquiao won. But, of course, you know, when you're being influenced by those television evangelists at HBO there, you don't have much of a choice. I mean, all you're hearing is Manny Pacquiao, Manny Pacquiao, Manny Pacquiao. And then in between rounds, they weren't showing anything that Bradley was doing. All they kept doing was showing Manny Pacquiao highlights.
Well, yeah, and plus what I noticed, too, in the later rounds, when Pacquiao was kind of not doing a whole lot, Bradley was dictating the pace of the fight. He wasn't landing big punchers. But the thing is, what people need to realize is just because the guy is not a big puncher and he's not hurting his opponent, per se, or snapping his head back, you got to give him credit for the work that he's doing. You can't just be watching what one guy's doing or what one guy's not doing, or you're like, well, Pacquiao's the bigger puncher and his punches hurt Bradley. That's not how you score a bout. There's four ways to score a bout, and you have to take all those things into consideration. And I always use Pernell Whitaker as an example here, because if bouts were just scored on who was the harder puncher, then Pernell Whitaker probably would have lost a lot of fights if that was the way you assessed bouts. You have to look at what guys are doing, what they're doing effectively, what they're not doing effectively. Guys don't get points for missing punches. You do get points for landing clean punches. But sometimes if you're not doing a whole lot in the round, for example, just say Bradley's winning the first 2 or 2.5 minutes of the round, and then Pacquiao comes in and lands maybe three left hands, or maybe they're graze punches, or they look real good to the crowd, that doesn't mean you give him the round. And I'm not saying you can't give a guy a round on landing two really hard shots in the round when the other guy didn't land much, but you really have to not be so one-sided on the way that you watch a fight. You really have to give guys credit for what their strengths are. And if a guy's not a puncher and he's outboxing the other guy, you got to give him credit for that, because it's not just all about clean punching. I know clean punching is the number one criteria you're supposed to score a bout on, but just like the Juan Manuel Marquez and Pacquiao fight, I think there's something that you always bring up with ring generalship. And I think you make a good point there that I think a lot of people possibly who scored the bout for Pacquiao maybe overlooked the way that Marquez was able to make Pacquiao fight his fight, and that's ring generalship.
Good enough. Now, Kevin, now they're going to replay this on HBO again, aren't they?
Yes, I think they're going to replay it before they show the live fight between Chavez Jr. and Andy Lee.
Okay, real quick, in less than 30 seconds, who wins this Chavez-Andy Lee fight and why?
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I know the fight's in Texas, but I think boxing, yeah, I think boxing's been under a huge microscope, obviously because of this fight, which a lot of people view as a robbery, and, you know, that's based on what your perception of what a robbery is. I think Andy Lee's going to beat Chavez Jr., and part of the reason I'm saying that is because Andy Lee is a very good puncher. Chavez Jr. kind of walks in. He walks in sloppy. He leaves himself exposed. And Lee's a southpaw. I think he's going to be able to take advantage of it. He's shown a pretty good chin. I know he's been stopped once, but he was stopped on his feet, and he was firing back when he was stopped. So I think he takes a good shot. He's shown that if he needs to go to war, he can. And I don't think Chavez Jr. is really that big of a puncher. So if he can kind of stay out of harm's way and keep the bout a clean fight from the outside and keep Chavez on the end of that straight left hand and the hard right jab that he has, I think he can win, and he's got a great trainer in Emmanuel Stewart. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing how Lee does against Chavez Jr.
Now, the only thing that was wrong with that?
What?
I asked you for 30 seconds. I love you,
okay,
man. Take care, Kevin. KP of ringtalk.com. You can see two of his featured articles up. In fact, one's up this morning. It's called Julio Cesar Chavez, a fraud or just a good fighter living in his daddy's shadow. That's at ringtalk.com, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Next up, the Bread Man. That's right, Stephen Edwards joins us, boxing trainer, boxing writer extraordinaire from the city of Brotherly Love, Philadelphia, PA. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned. turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Jeff Mancini here, pro fisherman and inventor of Mighty Bite, the revolutionary 5 cents fishing system. Tired of not catching fish? Make magic memories this summer with your friends, family, and kids. Fishermen around the world are raving about Mighty Bite. What makes it so good? It looks so realistic. It's got a bite mark to give it wounded action. It has interchangeable swim fins, powerful scent sticks, a custom weighting system, and rattle chamber. No other lure has these features. If you fish, if you know someone that fishes, order Mighty Bite now and make this the best fishing season of your life. Use it for 90 days. If you don't catch more or bigger fish than ever before, return it for a full product refund. Call now and get the 100-piece kit for only $19.95 through this exclusive radio offer. Order Mighty Bite now.
Call 1-800-289-0979 or visit GetMBRadioLure1.com. That's 1-800-289-0979 or GetMBRadioLure1.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory 8-count, and Foreman is as poised as can be.
Those are the Beach Boys celebrating their 50th anniversary, folks. That's the new album that's out. It is hot, hot as a firecracker. Not because I'm from California, not because I'm a super huge Beach Boy fan, but I've listened to the music and it was great. Incredible. Brian Wilson and the boys really put together a fantastic comeback album. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we discuss mixed martial arts at noon Pacific time on Saturdays. And then again, on Sundays, we split an hour between boxing and mixed martial arts at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Well, my next guest is a boxing trainer, trainer extraordinaire, a boxing writer. He knows his stuff, and evidently they call him the Bread Man. Now, how did you get that nickname, the Bread Man, Steve?
Actually, I got that from another sport. You ever see a movie called Cornbread Earl and Me?
No.
Larry Fishburne played in it. Jamal Wilkes used to play for the Lakers. He played in it. And
I knew Jamal Wilkes real well. Jamal Wilkes used to play for – he came out of UCLA as Keith Wilkes. Then he went Golden State Warriors and won a world championship in 1975 as Keith Wilkes.
With Rick Barry.
Yeah, with Rick Barry, and later changed his name to Jamal Wilkes. I didn't know he went to the Lakers, though. He went to the Lakers?
Yeah, yep. And I was a pretty good high school basketball player, and guys started calling me that, and it kind of just stuck. And as I got older, they took the corn off and just started calling me Bread, and it just kind of just stuck. But if you get a chance, check that movie. It was a good movie, actually.
Okay, speaking of good movies, last Saturday night, I don't know if this was a good movie, but I watched some television evangelists. You know what those guys are?
Yes.
Okay, I'm talking about Jim Lampley and Max Kellerman and Harold Letterman. You need to turn that audio down in the background there. But the bottom line is, you know, I thought these guys were cheerleading so loud and so hard for Manny Pacquiao that there was no other way you could look at the fight. How did you see the fight after 12 rounds? And do you watch a fight, Stephen? Do you watch it with Stephen Edwards, our guest, folks, with BoxingTalk.com? He's a writer. He's also a boxing trainer. But do you turn down the volume or do you listen to the evangelists when they speak?
No, man, I don't. A lot of people get into that and they say how the announcers sway, you know, the public's opinion of what they're watching. But I personally was watching the fight at a fight party, so I couldn't hear what they were saying anyway. It would make me a difference because, you know, nobody can tell me what I'm looking at. But I actually thought Pacquiao was handling them. I mean, he didn't, like, brutalize them the way he did some other guys, but I definitely thought he was winning the fight. You know, I don't really judge score fights as I'm watching them, like, you know, having fun, enjoying them. But from my eyes, he probably won maybe, I thought he won 8 or 9 rounds. I'm sure you don't, Pedro, by your opening statement.
No. Here's what's up. I went back and I had Pacquiao winning by a couple of points. Okay. I had him winning by 2 points. But looking at the fight as a whole, you know, there was a Juan Manuel Marquez fight last year when ring generalship really didn't get scored at all. I mean, I'm talking about Marquez being able to make Manny Pacquiao fight his fight. I mean, there was the second Marquez fight that was controversial. The first Marquez fight was a big controversial. So he's had his share of controversial fights, and he's been on the positive end of some controversial nods. This time he wasn't. But as far as robberies are concerned, would you call this a robbery? A heist?
I'm just gonna say it was a bad scorecard. You know, I don't want to get into all of the conspiracy theories. You know, people write into my site and they say, well, you know, Aaron paid the judges off, and then, you know, I'm just not willing to say that because wanted Pacquiao to win so bad against Marquez, why did he want him to lose so bad against Bradley?
Well, I got a question for you. We're talking with Stephen Edwards of BoxingTalk.com, folks. Our toll free phone lines are 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. And Breadman, I got to ask you this: was it Pacquiao's last fight under Aram's contract?
You know, I've heard different stories about that, to be honest with you. I really have. I've heard different stories. You know, Aram says he has him for another year and a half. I mean, you know, Pacquiao, he's a guy that's been notorious for being taken advantage of by promoters. You know, I really don't know. You know, I don't have privy to his contract.
Redman, how can you say that? How can you say this man's being taken advantage by promoters when he's a congressman? He holds one of the highest offices in his land in the Philippines. What are you trying to tell me? You trying to tell me that the congressman's a dummy?
I didn't say he was a dummy. You can be smart. There's lots of guys who... Larry Holmes is known as a wonderful businessman, and he's admitted that Don King took advantage of him for a portion of his career. So that doesn't, you know, fighters, you know, most fighters are not what you call highly educated guys. And I'm sure, Pedro, you've read some contracts, man. Those things are like, you know, you could think you're looking at a jigsaw puzzle. They're using words that these guys don't know. And, you know, a lot of these guys, it's not like, you know, it's a football, basketball player where you're getting a degree and you're looking at them and, you know, your education level is different. A lot of these guys don't have that kind of education. I don't think they're dumb. They're just ignorant to what's going on. And I'm not saying that about Pacquiao because I don't know. I don't like to make statements about somebody and then make an ass of myself when I really don't know what's going on. I'm just going to say it was a bad decision. In my opinion, he won the fight clearly enough where it shouldn't. Even if you got a 7-5, which you said you had it, there's no way somebody else should be able to have Bradley a 7-5. I think we could all agree on that. Bradley didn't win 7 rounds of that fight.
Good point.
You know, and I picked Bradley. I would love to have, you know, I actually thought picked Bradley to upset Pacquiao. It would have made me look like a genius had he actually did it, but I thought the guy lost the fight, you know. I thought by his body language, his wife, the way he was walking back to the corner. I mean, you know when you win and lose a fight. I thought he lost the fight pretty clear.
You mean
one of the worst robberies I've ever seen, though.
Okay, well, same body language that Manny Pacquiao was showing against Juan Manuel Marquez when Freddie Roach told him he needed a knockout to win in the 12th round and didn't get it?
See, you know what, Pedro? I don't agree with that. You know, I thought the Marquez-Pacquiao fights was razor close, all three of them. I thought they was nip and tuck, back and forth. You know, I'm not a big punch stat guy, but the thing that I think people do with Manny Pacquiao, and I'm not in love with Manny Pacquiao at all, but I think that what people do is the same thing they do with LeBron James. They love to hate the guy, and he raises expectations so high that everything he does comes under scrutiny. For example, I get guys that say, well, you got to take the title from the champion, which is a bogus, bullshit, little rule that people come up with that's actually not true. And then when Pacquiao comes forward and he's the aggressor against Marquez, they say, oh, well, you won the fight on ring generalship. People use double-sided arguments.
All right, hold on. Breadman, hold on. We got a commercial break coming up here on the Armed Forces Network, and I've got to take it. It's a hard break, so stick around for one more segment. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide with Stephen the Breadman Edwards, a trainer out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We're talking boxing this hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free Insider's Guide to Gold and Silver Investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10 to 1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I made them. Yeah, I made them just like a tailor makes a suit of clothes.
The darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super.
Got the Superfly boxing riders and trainers from the city of brotherly love. I'm talking about Philadelphia, PA. Steven, did you ever see that movie Superfly?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
He was a kid. That was the stuff, man. Ron O'Neill and those guys back in the day. Good God, that was like one of the first black quote exploitation movies. I thought it was one of the better movies of all time. Of course, I happened to meet Curtis Mayfield one time, and I know his son. His son plays some local gigs around here as a timbale player and a congo player, so he's a good percussionist. But the bottom line is, Curtis in that album, the music far outlived the movie. Don't you agree?
Yes. Curtis Mayfield, does he sing that song, Keep On Pushing, I think?
Yeah, he does. Curtis passed away a few years ago. Curtis
yeah,
was
I'm a fan of Curtis Mayfield.
Yeah, Curtis was performing, I think, back east in some rigging. You know, it's the lighting above the stage fell on him and paralyzed him. So he was
paralyzed
paralyzed for the last 5-6 years of his life. But he's passed on, and, you know, I mean, here I am talking and stuttering and stammering. But when it comes to living and then living paralyzed, I just don't know if the quality of life is really worth it. But you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. We're talking with Steven Breadman Edwards, a trainer, a writer at BoxingTalk.com. Of course, I want to mention for a minute real quick, Holly Holmes avenged her knockout loss to Anne-Sophie Francis last night with a unanimous decision, undeniable unanimous decision in Albuquerque, New Mexico. 3,000 paid, packed the house at the Route 66 casino, of course. I used to do all the ring announcing in Albuquerque, New Mexico until a certain couple of crooks got involved and influenced a couple other people's minds. But Lenny Fresquez, a promoter down there, is one of the most honorable men I've ever known. And congratulations to Team Fresquez and to Holly Holm, because I thought that Ann Mathis was a monster. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look into the world of boxing. You can give us a call on the toll-free, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Okay, let's talk about tonight's fight now. Well, first of all, does he give Manny Pacquiao a rematch? Where does Tim Bradley go?
I mean, obviously, you know, it's the biggest money fight out there for Bradley. Nobody wants to win a fight where 90% of the people are saying that you got a gift, even a lot of his
teammates,
his fellow fighters are kind of, you know, a lot of guys that were came up with him through the amateur ranks, like Andre Durrell, Andre Ward. Those guys are, you know, they're like, Tim's my man, but he lost that fight. So, you know, fighters have pride. So I'm sure that he wants to, you know, do it again. And I hear he got $5 million guaranteed for this one. So I'm supposing, I suppose that number goes up. So I definitely think Tim Bradley will want a rematch. I don't know if it's going to happen, but if I was him, I would push for one too.
Okay. Wasn't something funny in the fact that he got $5 million as a guarantee and Pacquiao got $6 million as a guarantee, considering that they're different statures as drawing cards?
Yeah, you know, I've been noticing that for a while, and my opinion on it is this. You know, I don't know if I should say this or not, but I'm going to say it anyway. I think it's a thing where, you know, Pacquiao gets some under-the-table money after the fight. I mean, even if you're getting taken advantage of, you know you can't get a $6 million guarantee when you draw. And I mean, the gate itself was almost $9 million. You know, I'm sure that, you know, Bob Arum's excuse for it is he writes a check that can clear the night of the fight, and he doesn't write himself a check. I really don't know, but that's always been skeptical. That's always been something that I've looked at as kind of peculiar. And also the financial inquiry that Manny Pacquiao put together with the Vision Quest company, and then all of a sudden he just kind of dismissed it. So there's definitely something going on as far as Pacquiao's guaranteed pay that's on paper.
But why would Arum come out all the week before and call him the worst gambler he's ever, you know, handled in all his career, years as a promoter and things like that? Why would he go out there and denigrate his guy?
I didn't hear him say that, but if he did, you know, it wouldn't shock me when Arum, I mean, I don't know if you remember, he said some nasty stuff about Nonito Daenerys and his wife
yeah.
when Nonito was trying to leave. I mean, that stuff gets swept under the rug, but he was making, I mean, when you bring wives into it and they're making comments about Pacquiao's wife, that thing could have got ugly, you know what I mean?
You know, I sued him for $10,000 and won.
Wow.
I sued Aram for $10,000 and won. It's about 8 or 10 years ago. Anyway, Aram's probably going to get sued again real soon. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Tonight, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., son of a legend. Yeah, okay. 45-0-1, one draw, 31 KOs. Taking on Andy Lee, the Irish Olympian from 2004, 28-1, 20 KOs. Now, you're a trainer. Break this fight down for me.
I actually, you know, Chavez, I wasn't impressed with Chavez early on. I thought he was getting a lot of tomato cans and getting by on his dad's name. But lately, you know, he's turned the corner, and, I mean, he's not a world beater, you know. He ain't Ray Robinson or nobody like that at middleweight. But Chavez is a decent fighter. He's really strong. He seems to take a good punch. He's really forceful. He's a good body puncher, and he's probably the biggest middleweight I've ever seen with my own eyes, man. The kid is huge. So he's not bad. Andy Lee, I like Andy Lee. Seems like a nice young man. He has a really good right hook. But Andy Lee has some of the worst defensive reflexes I've ever seen on a tall fighter. You can hit Andy Lee with anything. That kid Craig McEwen, who is no more than a B-minus fighter, was hitting Andy Lee with everything in his under the sun, and he's not a fast guy at all. I think this is about a 55-45 fight in favor of Chavez because I think he's physically stronger. You know, unfortunately, these things come up. He's a Mexican fighter. They're fighting for a WBC title. He's with Top Rank. You know, that's a factor, unfortunately, in boxing these days. I'm going to say Chavez outworks him, moves him back, has him up against the ropes in enough spots where he gets a close, unanimous decision.
Okay. Sergio Martinez, 49-2-2, 28 KOs, a recognized world champion, originally out of Argentina, and then he went to Spain. Now he's living in Oxnard, California. Is he getting screwed here?
Yes. Yes. I mean, I've talked about this, and I don't understand why people don't make a bigger deal about
because he's Argentinian, that's why.
Well, I mean, he has an American promoter. You know what I mean, Pedro? Lou DiBella can talk. He has a publisher.
Man, you know what?
I can't believe what they did to that guy.
Breadman, I'm glad you brought up Lou DiBella because Lou DiBella and I have been friends for 15, 20 years. And when I said
Lou also.
And what I said to Lou was I wrote out an article about a month and a half ago. I said, has Lou DiBella sold his soul to the devil? Because, you know, he didn't sue the IBF. I thought that there was a lawsuit should have been filed after the Gabriel Campillo Tavares Cloud fight. I just thought if ever there was a fight you could take before the judges, before a jury of 12 people that don't know anything about boxing and say, look, my guy got screwed. Watch these 12 rounds. Tell me what you think. I think that was a fight that could have done it, okay? And then, of course, the Sergio Martinez being strung along by the WBC, the World Boxing Circus, the world of bunco and chicanery, Jose Suleiman and company down there in Mexico because they wanted take care of their Mexican champion. I'm talking about Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. And then taking the championship away from they just took the championship away from Andre Ward.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Listen to this, Pedro. Nobody, you said a mouthful, but the part that you're forgetting is HBO played the part in this also. They turned down Sebastian Zibic as an opponent for Sergio Martinez. But yet he was good enough for Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. to fight on their network for Martinez's belt. That doesn't even, I mean, if that's not blank, I mean, I don't even understand how, I just don't understand it. You know, I'm not saying Lou let Martinez down. I don't really know what's going on behind the scenes, but I can't even fathom that. And then you got Martinez, who's a better fighter than Chavez, chasing Chavez around for a fight for his belt that he never even beat him for. It doesn't even make any sense. I just can't believe that, you know, that and the thing that happened to Amir Khan in D.C. You know, man, I firmly believe if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Those two things don't even get talked about. And I'm like, I mean, you talk about an injustice. Those two things just literally just make me sick, you know, because you can't even, like, put that on incompetence. That's like, you know, it's borderline criminal. You know what I mean? I don't understand it, but I don't know. What can I say?
We're talking with the Bread Man, folks. Stephen Edwards of BoxingTalk.com. Of course, Greg Leone runs that website. Greg Leone, manager of several fighters now. Now, tonight we've got fights on NBC as well. Tommaso Demick in the main event against Eddie Chambers. I've never been a big Demick fan, either as a light heavyweight, a cruiserweight, or a heavyweight, but he seems to be getting the job done, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, if Adamek would have pulled the upset off against Vitaly Klitschko, Pedro, we probably would have had to consider that guy a Hall of Famer, right? I mean, you talk about light heavyweight champion, cruiserweight champion, heavyweight champion, three-division champion. Up until that point, he had lost one fight. He lost that one fight to an outstanding fighter. I mean, he didn't, you know, get the victory, but Adamek's pretty good, man. He's an excellent fighter. I'm a little bit biased to Eddie because he trains at our gym. Like Eddie. Eddie's a real talented guy, man. If you guys seen him in the gym, I mean, he could spar a freaking welterweight and still be the fastest guy in the ring. I mean, the speed he was blessed with is just ridiculous.
But why won't he drop down to 200 pounds then? Why is he fighting at 205?
You know, I asked him that personally, and he said it'll be like going backwards because he's already been a heavyweight, and, you know, it'll look like, you know, I can't beat the heavyweight, so now I'm going down. I don't know, Pedro. Fighters have a weird logic. You know, HBO hasn't put a cruiserweight fight on in almost 10 years. I guess it's like a division that, you know, nobody cares about. So, you know, I don't know. I know Eddie's lost a lot of weight. He looks totally different. He told me personally that he's probably going to go vegan after his boxing career is over with. He's only weighing 202 for this fight.
Here's what's up. If he's only 202, I know he's probably getting bigger checks as a heavyweight. But why not go back to 200 pounds or go to 200 pounds, win a cruiserweight championship, make a little bit of money, try to establish a name for the cruiserweight division, and then possibly move up later? I mean, you go for the gold, man.
I mean, that would be, you know, that would be logical, but everybody doesn't think like that. You know what I mean? That would be logical, but, I mean, I don't know. You have to ask him that. I don't understand why. What's the point of weighing 202 and not fighting the heavyweight? I'm not fighting the cruiserweight either, but I guess he has his reasons.
Okay, Brian.
So I actually think he's going to win this fight tonight.
Okay, Brian Jennings, 13-0, 6 KOs, taking on Steve Collins. Not the Steve Collins from the UK, but Steve Collins, 25-1-1, 18 KOs. That's another heavyweight bout. Who wins that one, Breadman?
I don't know anything about Steve Collins, but this is what I'm going to say. My prediction is Brian Jennings. You know, he's also from Philadelphia. He's known as a condition freak. And I would have to assume, as you would, Pedro, I'm sure you would agree with what I'm about to say. Anytime you got a heavyweight that's 25-1-1 and we haven't heard of him yet, then he's probably not that good. So, right? If you were
back, you got a good point there.
So I'm going to assume Brian Jennings wins that, and I'm going to say Eddie beats Adamek either on a decision or he stops him on cuts late.
Okay, Steven the Breadman Edwards, folks, a Philadelphia trainer, is featured at BoxingTalk.com. That's BoxingTalk.com. You can check out his work there. I wish you well, my brother. Thank you so much. Happy Father's Day, and I will talk to you real soon.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate you guys having me on.
You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The Beach Boys bring us to the break, folks. The fabulous Beach Boys celebrating 50 years in the business. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Living the dream, I'm cruising the town, digging the scene, I'm not gonna stress, not gonna worry, doing our best, no need to hurry, looking ahead with anticipation, making each day a new celebration.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family.
family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
I'm not saying that Asian people look alike, but you know what's got to be the easiest job in the world? Has got to be one of those police sketch artists in Hong Kong. I mean, come on. No matter who you decide to draw.
That's the guy.
Of course that's the guy. He's 5'1", he's got a haircut like Mo, and he's Chinese. What if we narrowed it down to 1 billion people? We should find him by sunset.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you are joining us for the very first time, let me welcome you to the Ring Talk family, folks. We've been here 27-plus years now, and we are here live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network Saturday mornings, 11 a.m. Pacific time, and then we have a new show on Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time as well. We talk boxing, we talk MMA, of course, tonight. Julio Cesar Chavez, 45-0 and 131 KOs. On HBO against Andy Lee, 28-1, 20 KOs. Chavez, probably he's a favorite here. He's probably the likely winner as well because Andy Lee doesn't seem to hold up under big-time pressure. I don't think he will tonight because I think Chavez is going to come in about 180 pounds. And then we go to NBC, and they start at 9 p.m. Eastern time on the NBC Sports Network, formerly known as Versus. Of course, in the main event, Tomas Adamek, 45-2, 28 KOs. The Polish kid taking on Eddie Chambers, 36-2, 18 KOs. Eddie, go down the cruiserweight, 12 rounds or less. And the co-feature will be on television as well, heavyweights. Brian Jennings, 13-0 out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 6 KOs. Taking on Steve Collins, 25-1-1, 18 whacks. That's 9 p.m. Eastern time tonight on NBC Sports Network. Of course, HBO is going live as well. And then on tape, HBO will have the Manny Pacquiao-Tim Bradley fight. So a big night of boxing for you on television. Have your DVRs ready. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.